This is KCRW. You're listening to Morning Edition. Sacramento hasn't always had the easiest time of it. You can blame it in part on geography. The city's often been overshadowed by its glamorous neighbor, San Francisco, with its long history, rich tradition, and unique character. Syndicated columnist Joe Matthews says Sacramento has plenty of potential, but he says the city needs to grow up, as he explains in this edition of Zocalo's Connecting California.
The issue is not its size, it's its attitude and the size of its cultural, governmental infrastructure. This is a place that, depending on how you count the counties around it in the region, it's a place that's been these people as the city of Chicago. But there's still a sense that it's a small town, this is an agricultural region, and a lot of the, whether it's culture offerings or museums or governance, is not up to the level, the size of a big American region, the 25th largest metro region. And that's a real problem, not just for people in Sacramento, but for the state, because Greater Sacramento, like other big urban areas in the Central Valley, are laggards in California. They lag behind the rest of the state on levels of education and health and employment. So if you want to improve California, if you want to make gains in California, if you want to deal with things like inequality, these urban regions have to do better. And the largest urban region in the Central Valley is Sacramento.
Do you think part of the issue is that for these areas in the Central Valley, you know, we're talking Fresno, Bakersfield, places like that, in addition to Sacramento, that in some ways their perceptions of themselves have not caught up to reality? They're still, you know, they still have this picture of themselves as small farm towns, really.
There's sort of a state of agricultural denial there. These are not, people think of these areas as rural because ag is still an important business. It has outsized control on land use and politics in the region. But, you know, it's fewer than 10% of people in the Central Valley live in rural communities. This is an urban and rapidly urbanizing area. And these are not small cities. They only seem small in comparison to the mega global regions that are on the California coast. The city of Fresno has more people than the cities of Atlanta or Miami. Bakersfield has more people than the city of St. Louis. And they really are the economic engines. They need to create the same kinds of close connections between education and workforce, much better transportation that, you know, real cities do, because they're real significant American cities.
Now, Sacramento has a lot going for it. It is the hub of state government, so you've got a lot of good jobs being created there. It's got a history that dates back to the Gold Rush, Fresno, Bakersfield. You've got, you know, institutions of higher learning that have been growing and becoming more dynamic. So how do these cities sort of tap into leverage the resources that they've got?
By connecting the parts of the region much more closely. I mean, Sacramento has been coasting for a long time. Mm-hmm. Because of some of those advantages, state government, the proximity to the Bay Area, they haven't done a lot of the deep regional planning that you need to do in a region of that size. And you see it, you know, the Sacramento voters in Sacramento County, more than 1.5 million people, that's basically the population of Manhattan, right, just turned down a transportation sales tax of the kind that we here in Los Angeles County just voted for yet again. You know, and that's a real issue because they've got a real lack of transportation service. And then they have a real problem with job growth. When Brookings looked at the top 100 metro areas in the country on sort of economic output per capita, Sacramento is 95th.
What kind of resources, what kind of assets do these communities bring to the table that they could potentially capitalize on? I mean, I would think for starters, the cost of living would be lower.
It is, but it's still pretty high. There's a housing affordability has really become almost a statewide crisis. I think it's about investment more in their people. It's really about integrating all the different things you've got in a more intentional way with a lot more planning so that you're developing your own people more. And the new mayor, who is a very thoughtful guy in Sacramento, Daryl Steinberg, former head of the state Senate, is talking about some of this kind of stuff. But at the same time, he gave a speech recently where he talked about how maybe the city could build an aquarium or a planetarium.
In Sacramento, an hour and a half from the ocean or something like that.
Yeah, okay. I mean, the Sacramentans will say, well, you know, we're the rivers, we're a place of water. But, you know, there's a pretty great aquarium in the Monterey Bay and actually a nice one on Fisherman's Wharf. I think Sacramento needs to do better by its own people and not think it's a very small town perspective. Like, we build something fancy and the people will come and want to see it. That's not really the most sustainable way forward.
Joe Matthews is a syndicated columnist with Zocalo Public Square. He joins us every Thursday. And you are listening to Morning Edition.